man condemned as a common criminal for being an ambassador from the head of the state of the kingdom of God. Looks terrible. But Paul was a good representative even in chains. He was courteous. He was cheerful. He had the anointing of the Holy Ghost upon him. Oh, most noble Festus. Oh, King Agrippa. He's courteous. He says, none of these things are hidden from you. They wasn't done in a corner. King Agrippa, believest thou the prophets? I know thou believest. He whom God has sent speaketh the words of God even in chains. Praise God. He wasn't representing Paul. He was representing the head of the state of the kingdom of God. King Agrippa said to Paul, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. Isn't that wonderful? There's the head of one of the states down here that's in rebellion against God. He's almost persuaded, but he never, ever, there's no record to show he ever found the Lord. All through the Word of God, we find that God has sent ambassadors out to represent him in many times. Even over in some books of the Old Testament, listen to this, Obadiah 1, verse 1. The vision of Obadiah, thus saith the Lord concerning Edom. We have heard a rumor from the Lord, and an ambassador is sent among the heathen. God's going to send some of you and I as ambassadors among the heathen of our generation, and maybe all of us. Because we don't have to go to China or Africa to get a heathen. You can get them right here in Jacksonville, Duval County, Florida, the U.S., or anywhere else on this globe. There's plenty of heathens. All right, Jeremiah 49. It's a wonderful scripture about this very same thing of sending an ambassador to the heathen in verse 14. I've heard a rumor from the Lord. Said the same thing Obadiah did. Both these ambassadors said that an ambassador is sent unto the heathen, saying, gather ye together and come against her and rise up to the battle. For lo, I'll make thee small among the heathen and despised among men. Who's he talking to? The church. God's going to raise up ambassadors and send them out to the church and saying, hey, I'm going to let the heathen rule over you, just like Joel 2 says, when they begin to pray, when the preachers get in before the pulpit and the congregation and begin to weep and say, Lord, don't let the heathen rule over us. God's going to have ambassadors that's going to warn the church that the heathen is going to put pressures on them like they've never had before. And I'll tell you, God is sending ambassadors to the heathen. And the two great ambassadors are yet to come. In John 20, I'm going to get to those in a moment. John 20 and verse 21. Then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you. This is after his resurrection. He just appeared in the room, just out of nowhere it seemed. They were in the room with the door locked for fear of the Jews. And all of a sudden, there's Jesus standing right in the midst of them the second time. Says, peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so send I you. You're my ambassadors. In John 15 and 16, he said, by the way, you old ambassadors, you didn't choose me, I chose you. See, the Lord chooses the ambassadors he wants to represent him. We don't make that choice. We might volunteer like Isaiah when God may give you the revelation when he said, whom shall I send and who will go for us? He got sanctified. See, an angel took a coal off the altar from before the throne of God and put it on his lips. And he said, say, son of man, your iniquity is purged. Your sin is forgiven. And he felt real clean and sanctified. And then he heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and who will go for us? He was moved by the Spirit to say, here am I, Lord, send me. And the Lord said, I'll send you. Go! Praise God. He said, where do I go? He said, you go throughout the whole land. He said, what do I say? And he gave him the message to speak. See, when God sends an ambassador, we speak the words of God. Amen. We represent God, and our meat is to do the will of him that sent us. Jesus said in John 9, verse 4, I must do the work of him that sent me. While it is day, the night cometh when no man can work. Lord, help us to realize that God has called us to be ambassadors, to represent him in everything we do. praise God, the presentation of our message, the presentation of our body, our conduct, everything we do, all of our lifestyle must conform to the will of the Father, that our ambassadorship will be a credibility, not a liability, to the Father who sent us, who is the head of the state. Praise God. All right? The two great messengers are about to come. Those last ambassadors that God's going to send. Revelation 11, verse 3. And I will give power unto my two ambassadors, my two witnesses. And they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth, the two great ambassadors, the two greatest of the age. They're about to come. They're being prepared. These are the two olive trees and the two candlesticks that you read about in Zechariah 4 that stand before the God of the earth. If any man will hurt them, fire proceedeth out of their mouth and devoureth their enemies. And if any man will hurt them, he must in this matter be killed. Let me tell you what was that I showed you a while ago from Matthew 24 or 23 verse 34. Thus saith the wisdom of God, I'll send you prophets and righteous men and wise men and scribes, and some of them you'll persecute, and some of them you'll kill, and you'll drive them from city to city. God knows what the world will do to a real ambassador for Jesus Christ. I wish I'd have got some more scriptures in John. He goes on, John, over into the 16th chapter, he talks about, if they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. See, if you're an ambassador for Christ, you get persecution. An ambassador speaks up, takes up for the head of state, don't he? Takes up for the kingdom he represents. What if we'd send an ambassador over there to one of those nations? They start burning the flag, they start cursing Uncle Sam and the president. Well, we're going to do something about it. It may be a formal protest. It may be closing up the embassy or withdrawing the ambassador and bringing him down to just the rank of a consul. Or we may have some form of protest with the United Nations. We might put economic pressures or reprisals on them. There'll be some form of protest lodged, and the ambassador must be a strong man that stands up for the head of the state and the nation that he represents. And that's what you and I must be on guard for at all time. When somebody's discrediting God, the head of the state that sent us, when somebody's discrediting the manner of the kingdom that we represent, we must be ready to defend it. Praise God. Don't sit there like a dunce and let people tear up the work of the kingdom and criticize the head of the kingdom, and even criticize the citizens of the kingdom that you know are living the life and are other ambassadors for that head of state. Take up for them too. God, being a dunce and a sour puss and a closed mouth, you're not no ambassador. You're a liability to the kingdom. These two great witnesses are coming, and they're going to stand up for the king that sent them. They're going to stand up for the kingdom they represent, and they're going to defend the citizens that are part of that kingdom that they came from. Praise God. That means you and me. They're going to take up for us and defend us. God's going to give them power to defend us. Old Rudy Toot Toots that want to destroy these two ambassadors. They're going to be assigned for 3.5 years, and they're going to fulfill their assignment. Nobody can kill them until for 3.5 years they have fully represented in the highest order by the highest rank, with all kind of credibility and qualifications at their command. They're going to show the world what the kingdom of God is like and what their king is like. He ain't putting up with no more stinking foolishness. They're going to have an ultimatum about 6 feet long on a scroll and read it to a rebellious world, to the heads of state, and to a church that's in anarchy and rebellion against God. No man can hurt them 3.5 years. Fire come out of their mouth and devour their enemies. And if any man tries to hurt them, he'll be in that manner killed. These have power to shut the heavens. It won't rain for 3.5 years. They'll have power over waters to turn them to blood. They'll have powers to smite the earth around the places where they wipe their feet off as a testimony against the citizens that are still in rebellion. They're going to wipe their feet and call judgment down upon them that will immediately fall upon them.